Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Instrumental Voices will be our program this week. I've taken that title from Jennifer Higdon's string quartet entitled Voices. The other instruments on the program are from a new release for violin and piano called Feminissimo, Women Playing Music by Women, and give us pieces by Pauline Viardot Garcia, Anna Priscilla Rischer, and Elisenda Fabregas. Let's begin with that album and Si Morceau by Pauline Viardot Garcia, who lived from 1821 to 1910. She was famous as a singer, as her father and sister had been before her. Pauline's operatic debut took place in London when she was 18, in the role of Desdemona in Rossini's Othello. She became a renowned singer, famous as Bellini's Norma and Gluck's Orfeo. She was the first Delilah of Saint-Saëns' Samson and Delilah, and she premiered Brahms's Alto Rhapsody. Schumann and Fauré dedicated songs to her. She studied piano with Meisenberg and Liszt, and composition with Antoine Rijka. Her compositions include operas, chamber works, and more than 100 songs, most notably poems of Louis Pommé, set to 12 Chopin mazurkas, which she performed with Chopin at the piano. Yet if she is remembered today, it is largely as the muse and, it is presumed, the mistress of the Russian writer Ivan Turgenev. Turgenev wrote the librettos for Pauline's operettas, which she began composing after she retired from the opera stage. The Six Morceaux pour violin et piano was composed in 1868 in Berlin and published in Paris in the 1890s. That's a long way to get them published. It was dedicated to her young son, Paul, who became a professional violinist, conductor, and composer. The fine performance we'll hear is from a just-released CD, Feminissimo, Women Playing Music by Women, with Laura Kobayashi, violin, and Susan Keith Gray, piano. The titles of the individual pieces are Romance, Bohemienne, Berceuse, Mazurka, Vieille Chanson, and Tarantelle.